Well, I haven't got off to a flying start so far. I've only got two rides here, two horses in the intermediate championship. And the mare that I've ridden first, she can get a bit tense in her dressage, and unfortunately she did today. So we're going to be towards the end of the section. But she's usually a good jumper, so hopefully she can make up.
And the other horse?
The other horse is called De Novo News. I'm going to be riding him soon. He's a homebred horse, and actually his mother, Douce de Longvo, won the intermediate championships with me quite a few years ago now. I actually can't remember. So it's quite nice, you know, that the fact I'm riding her son here, and, you know, with a bit of luck on his side, you know, he could go well.
So you've got the two horses here. Do you know, what's it like to compete at Gatcombe? Is it one of your favourites? Do you enjoy it, the whole experience?
Oh yes, it's always a privilege to compete here. It's one of the events in the year that many riders will aim their horses to come here, bearing in mind that it's a championship for all levels. It's great for the owners to come here and watch. They're very well looked after here, and they can sit on the side of the hill in the bowl and watch and see so many fences. And it's exciting because it's fast and furious, and there's a lot of action to be seen. So you do need a special sort of horse for here that isn't too strong and that you can go fast cross country, but no, it's exciting even just to have two horses here.
And Tina, let's just step aside from Gatcombe for a moment. How's Miner's Frolic doing?
Yeah, he's making big improvements all the time. I'd say in the last week he's put quite a lot of weight on. He's eating well. He should make a full recovery. My unfortunate situation is that we're getting sort of 2 months now until the end of the season, and he's missed 3 months of work as well as being ill. So I think it's very unlikely that we will see him out this year, unless he makes, again, dramatic improvements. But hopefully he'll be back next year and aiming for London.